Thank you very much. Yes, dear friends, I'm especially glad to be here today to launch the EEC 2020 project, because it is the first project, our program, our research program, the Socioeconomic Science and Humanities program, is funding on development policy. As such, I understand the tremendous responsibility that lies now on the shoulders of the consortium and its coordinator, the European Association of Development, Training and Research Institutes. Indeed, as you said, the different challenges are quite high with regards to the Millennium Development Goals. This project will in particular review three hot issues for development policy. First, the rise of new actors in international development. It is obvious that under globalization, the traditional actors of development policy, in particular European states, will have not only to adapt their policy, but also to change the paradigm. The recent report of the Commission on Growth and Development is yet another indication of this need. It draws the attention of the developing countries on several selected policy ingredients, but it also implies that those countries must reassess how they can help these countries away from the routine of traditional life. Second item, energy, security, democracy and political development. It is quite cogent that this project actually connects the work on energy security with the analysis of democratic governance and development policy. On everybody's mind is the stability in energy supply. And this can only be achieved if there is behind is not simply an economic deal, but a true development policy. Much will depend on the democratic and governing capacities of the developing countries. Institutional building is certainly an area where the Europeans may provide insightful analysis. Third, European development policy and climate change. The EU is at the forefront of the global effort to adapt to climate change, and manage to impose the challenge on the global agenda. Again, this is not a debate to be held between a few rich countries only, and there is a strong need not only to look at technical solutions to see what can be done and in which political, cultural and policy context. To think on this subject, we have worked a lot and we are still working a lot on this subject, and I manage a task force inside the research, and we get two conclusions. The first conclusion is that even if Europe will reach its objective, nothing will change unless the implication of the international community and the implication of the other countries. The second is more obvious. The main authors of the global warming are in the north, and the first thing are in the south, and we have to keep that in mind. I think that the next EIT General Conference called Global Governance for Sustainable Development, the need for policy coherence and new partnership will actually provide fruitful consideration on these issues. All in all, I should also stress that this project is not a standalone effort. The objective set up by the treaty, the European Union, to research policy is to promote the research activities that are deemed necessary for other policies. In that regard, there are many initiatives where potential synergy and complementarities could be found with the EEC 2020 project. I refer in particular to the initiative Mobilizing European Research for Development, set up by my colleague of TC Development, aiming at stimulating the debate on development in Europe and build bridges between development researchers and policy makers. What the results of EDC, your project of EDC 2020 and the European Development Report will contribute to the need to think more deeply what sort of contribution the EU development policy can make to the developing countries. I will not wish to finish my short talk without a brief reference to the challenges we have for the research project too. I will only quote two. First, what is needed for the future of the EU development policy is much more coherence between research efforts within the EU. between EU and between also member states of the EU. Too often, the national researchers of the EU in the field of development tend to ignore each other. National borders and underlying national views and preferences in this sensitive area are still strong deterrents against global open collaboration. It is our task at the EU level in the Commission to try to facilitate their cooperation. Second, I do not feel comfortable in a situation where we perform research on developing countries without the participation of local scholars in these countries. Such collaboration may be very difficult for a number of reasons, and there is no need to be idealistic. But there is no reason either to be fatalistic or too pessimistic, and I believe that we have to favor this exchange of knowledge between us and them, if I may use this expression. I wanted to quote these two examples to convey the message that we are currently thinking of adapting our research to in our program, the socio-economic and humanities program. They are thought about the size of the project, the excellence of the teams, and the potential for training and dissemination of the project, and also on the international dimension of this project. All these point to the same direction, developing the conditions for scientific excellence and improving the impact of the European research, including all European bodies. So I wish an excellent work to EDC 2020 partners, and thank you very much for your attention.